And you know, one of the beautiful things about that truth that I shared with you about the fact that God decides when he's going to stop loving any given individual or even any group of people, as he decided he was going to stop giving an opportunity of salvation to that whole group, everyone over 20 years of age, 20 and older of the Israelites, that whole group. If we look at this the right way, we get to the point where we decide that we're not going to be caught up in ourselves. We're not going to be arrogant. We're not going to be proud. We're not going to be full of ourselves and insist on having God accept us on our terms. And instead, we look at the fact that we get to the point where we truly accept the fact that God is sovereign and not us. We get to the point where we finally accept that not only can we not play on God's emotions, but even more importantly, we cannot play on his love. There are a lot of people, including many, many churchgoers, who think they can play on God's love. And they decide, well, you know what? I'm going to live the way I want to live. And when I am on my deathbed, then at that point, I'll get real serious. At that stage of the game, I'll just go ahead and let God know I'm no longer going to be sinning anymore. Lord, I want you to really, really forgive me. I'm sorry for all my sins. I want you to forgive me now. I want you to cleanse me. I want you to receive me. You have no guarantees unless God has told you he's going to do this for you, that your plan is going to work out the way you're planning it, that you can go ahead and commit all the sins you want to commit, that you can go ahead and do all the wrong you want to do, and then when you get good and ready, you'll get good and serious. And at that point, on your terms, God will receive you. He's going to let you live your life on your terms, and you'll be a hypocrite as long as you want to be. And when you're good and ready, when you can no longer enjoy life anyway, because you're about to leave here, then you'll go ahead and stop being a hypocrite. You'll be sincere. You'll stop being a lazy Christian, and instead you'll go ahead and become actively engaged in becoming more and more like Jesus, at the point at which you know that you're going to be leaving this earth shortly. You have no guarantee unless you know for a fact that the Lord has already determined that he will let you work out your plan like that. You have no guarantees. You have no scriptures to go to that prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that God will do that for you, because you have scriptures where that has happened for people. And not necessarily that they said, I'm going to live the way I want to live. And when I get good and ready, when I'm dead, when I'm half dead and can't live no more anyway, that's when I'll submit my life to Christ. I wouldn't say that we have any scriptural examples of that taking place with that attitude. I'm not going to yield to God until I'm about dead. I wouldn't say that we have anyone who did it that way. We have no evidence that man on the cross who said, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. We have no indication that his attitude was, yeah, I've been hearing about this man that named Jesus for the last 2 years. And, well, I guess I believe that he's the Son of God, but I'm not interested. I want to keep sinning. And if for whatever the reason, he and I are kind of close to each other when I'm dying, however I die, whether it's because I get caught and I get penalized or something else happens, I'm on the road traveling one of these dusty roads and some robber snatches me up and stabs me a few times and I'm dying. If I happen to see Jesus then, okay, I'll go ahead and give my life. We have no indication in the scriptures that his attitude was, I'm going to live the way I want to live, as sinfully as I want to sin, until I'm about to die, and then I'll yield my life to the Lord. We have no indication whatsoever that that was his attitude. And you've got to think about your attitude. God weighs attitudes, ladies and gentlemen. And you have no guarantee, unless God has told you, and you know you've heard from God, that he has accepted your attitude, that you live as sinfully as you want to live until you're about ready to die. And then you'll yield, and then God will receive you. Unless you know, God has said, your plan is going to work exactly the way you're planning it. This is what I'm saying to you. Unless you know for sure your plan will work out the way you are putting it together, you are taking a huge risk. A huge risk. And the stakes are so high, I would say to you, that is a very foolish risk. No, it's much better to do it the way the disciples did it. You know about Jesus. Start learning more about him for the purpose of becoming more and more like him. You can't do it in your own strength. You can't do it just by willpower. You will have to yield to him, submit to him, so that then the Holy Spirit can enter into you and from the inside begin to give you the power that you need to change your attitudes, to change your personality. That the Holy Spirit making changes in your personality that even you can't make. But as you yield to him, oh man, this is something about my personality that is messed up. This needs to change. Dear Lord, please change this aspect of my personality. And then let him do it. And go with the flow as he's making the changes. That's what love is about. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. Those of you who have made that connection, you sincerely said, Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. I really am. And I want you to please forgive me. And I want you to clean my mind. I want you to clean my brain. I want you to clean my attitude. I want you to clean all of me so that I'll be pleasing to you. And you begun to develop an intimate relationship with the Lord. Remain in his love. Verse 10, he says, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love. The criteria for remaining in his love is by continually obeying his commands, making it a lifestyle of obeying his commands. Just as I, Jesus continues, have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. Isn't it awesome that the Lord requires of us the very commands he has kept? He does not require of us any more than was required of him. And again, look at this now. If you obey my commands, Jesus has said, if you love me, you will keep my commands. You will continually obey me. If you are continually loving me, you will be continually obeying my commands. You will be continually doing what I tell you to do. When he lets us know what he wants, as we read a scripture, as he lets us know what he wants, as we hear godly sermons preached by people who are hearing from God, as he lets us know what he requires of us, as he communicates through our consciences. If you love me, you will obey me. If you are continually loving me, you will be making it your business to be continually obeying my commands. Then he says again in verse 10, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I'll be right back.